Francis Xavier Ford would have to reckon as one of the greatest American missionaries, Protestant or Catholic, to China. He was born prematurely on January the 11th, 1892. The doctors did not expect the tiny infant to live, but Ford's godly parents prayed earnestly, asking God to intervene and spare the life of their son. Ford was then born healthy and well. Ford joined Mary Knoll in New York as a young man and immediately encouraged them to establish a missionary arm. In 1918, he was one of the first group of four Mary Knoll missionaries to China, arriving in the town of Yangzheng in southwest Guangdong. Ford quickly distinguished himself as a man of integrity and passion, and the local believers loved him deeply. He was first and foremost concerned with the establishment of seminaries and Bible schools in as many locations as possible. He told his fellow missionaries, "Never look down on the Chinese people. We have very little to offer them of our own American culture because we are only barely 200 years old. When you introduce the people to Christianity, go back to the time when the church was a fishing vessel along the Sea of Galilee." Another theme of his messages was that Christians should prepare for coming times of persecution. He wrote to his priests, "If persecution comes, we will carry on with our work as long as possible, in the conviction that it is the will of God and that He can bring good out of evil." The motto of our apostolate is condolere, which means sympathizing with the sorrows of those who are in trouble, sharing in their sufferings, and seeing all human suffering in relation to the Passion of Christ. In 1925, Ford was transferred to the town of Meizhou, then called Kaying, in northeast Guangdong. When he arrived, the baptismal records showed that there were 4,000 Catholics scattered throughout a vast geographic area within the diocese. Ford challenged every follower of Christ not to sit back, but to get busy serving their fellow men. By 1940, just 15 years later, the church membership in Meizhou had grown to about 20,000. Ford's godly life impressed everyone he came into contact with. He quickly rose through the Catholic ranks, being ordained superior, prefect apostolic, and vicar apostolic. On September 21, 1936, he was consecrated the bishop of Meizhou. When it became apparent that the communists would soon take power in China, Ford publicly expressed his concern for the safety of Christians, while at the same time assuring his colleagues that he would stay in China and endure the consequences regardless of what might come. During China's Communist Revolution in the 1940s, the presence of foreigners there was discouraged. Bishop Ford's work, as well as the presence of the church, was looked upon with suspicion. He was arrested and convicted on trumped-up charges of espionage. In 1952, he died as a martyr in a communist Chinese prison camp. Though never tried, Ford was taken from his home 4 months later and publicly paraded, beaten, and degraded in some of the cities he had done mission work in since 1918. In one town, a communist orchestrated mob beating was so intense that even Ford's communist guards fled. Though knocked to the ground repeatedly, Ford continued to walk calmly through the crowd until his guards returned. His neck was bound with a wet rope in another town, which almost choked him as it dried and shrank. Ford died in prison in Guangzhou on February 21, 1952. He was the first American Roman Catholic bishop and fourth American civilian known to have died in the prisons of the Chinese communists. Francis Xavier Ford was 16 years old at the time of his martyrdom. As a premature baby, Ford's parents had dedicated their son to God, and now he had left this wearisome world after faithfully serving Christ all his life. Servant of God, Francis Xavier Ford, pray for us.